Talk a little lacrosse. The Edmonton Rush, 15-1. Hell of a season. And fitting that they got their 15th win against Calgary, where they've played them three times this year and scored 15 goals every time. Pretty much dominating the Roughnecks this year. Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, you never want to lose a game, but now that it's done and you're 15-1, you've got everything wrapped up. Is it a good thing to have a loss out of the way?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, 18-0 would have been nice, but what I liked about it is how we bounced back. I mean, it could very easily have gone the other way, and I think it's a real credit to our guys. And again, I've talked a lot about their maturity and their resiliency and their ability to overcome some adversity. And, you know, they were, honestly, by the next morning, it was forgotten and we moved on. I thought we played really well in Calgary, so That was the big thing, I think. How we bounced back and how we responded to our first loss this season was the real positive part of it.
What went wrong in Colorado on Friday?
Well, we were a little flat out of the gate. It was, you know, they came at us pretty hard, and we were flat. And then honestly, though, I think from about halfway through the second quarter on, I thought we really outplayed them. And Dylan Ward was excellent. He really played well. But they earned the win. They you know, they were played real desperate, which is what you're supposed to do when you're fighting for a playoff spot and you're at home and you got 17,000 people there. So, and we took us a while to play with that kind of compete level, I thought. But once we did, I thought, you know, we had our opportunities to win the game. We just didn't finish. So, but that was really it. And they made some plays. Their power play was pretty good. And, you know, that's just the way it went.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, I guess talk about Nick Bilich. What's the update on his injury?
He'll be back this weekend. It was minor. It was not anything very serious. And it gave us a real good opportunity to get Mitch Bannister in the lineup, which was awesome, and he played extremely well too. So it was it worked out pretty well.
Okay, will you plan, Derek, because you have the bye week? Is your plan in the final 2 weeks of the season to play your regular lineup, what you perceive to be your playoff lineup?
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, we don't play enough to rest guys, and you know, it's not like we're playing, you know, three games in four nights or something like that, or four games in six nights, those type of things that you see in other leagues. You know, we don't play often enough that I'd be concerned about fatigue or guys getting banged up. So, yeah, we're gonna pour it on here the last 2 weeks and try and get better and put our best lineup in. You know, as long as we're healthy, which I think we are. We'll put our best lineup forward for our last two games and prepare as best we can for the playoffs.
Head coach Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, you look at the numbers. Do you need more offense out of Mark Matthews? Are you happy just the fact that you have a complete score-by-committee offense?
I like the way we produce overall. I mean, you know, Mark's still a young guy, and he still has the ability to score big goals when needed. I didn't think he played great in Colorado on Friday, although I thought our offense, they played good defense against us. So, I mean, that's going to happen once in a while, and they got great goaltending. And he probably hit, I don't know, 6-8 goalposts that night, so he was a little bit snake-bitten. No, I mean, our offense by committee is what works for us. And, you know, it was Friday one of those nights where we need someone to score five maybe, but typically it's been, you know, very spread out. We get production from all of our offensive guys and our transition guys, and we'll continue to do that. And, you know, down the road, Mark's going to have big games, and, you know, he could very well do that in the playoffs. But I don't think we need him to score a bunch of goals every night for us to be successful. I think we've proven that.
One player came in the same draft class and has likely been overshadowed just because of the name and the stature. But young Curtis Knight, only in his second season for you, is now sitting, I think, in sixth in the league in goals with 32. He had five goals on Saturday night in Calgary. Derek, just talk about his development and his maturity and maybe the guy that does the most on your team and has the least recognition, people talking about him.
Well, I don't think I could describe them any better than you just did, because that's exactly what Curtis Knight does for our team, and that's who he is. And it's funny, Saturday morning, Jeff McComb said, he said, Curtis struggled a little bit, last night and maybe a little bit last week. And I said, Jeff, you and I have coached him together now for, this is our fifth year. He's the last guy you have to worry about. And sure enough, he was 5-3 Saturday night, was the best player on the floor, and, really took the game over, I thought, late. We needed big goals, and he's just that kind of kid. And it's just not the points and the scoring. It's a lot of other intangibles that he brings. He just, so many loose ball repossessions on offense and off the face-off team, and runs back really responsible on the defensive side. And he's just, quiet, goes about his business, and, he's just a real – he's a real pleasure to have on a team, and he's a great kid, and it's great to see him do well and have success.
Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Edmonton Rush, join us. Derek, you have 2 weeks left. Your team's secured. You know exactly what you're doing. You play Calgary again on Saturday night. There is a chance you'll meet them in the playoffs. Do you hold back anything? I know in football sometimes coaches will alter their game plan. Lacrosse, I know, isn't as devised like that. There are certain plays you run on power plays, for instance. Mm-hmm. Will you hide anything late in the season now, or is everything pretty much on the table?
We may add a few new things here and there, especially on our special teams. But, you try and we like to grind away at things. So I don't think we're going to change a whole lot or hide things. I mean, Calgary, we play each other so much, and it's largely they've had the same group on offense for a good number of years, and we kind of know what they do, and they also are good at making adjustments, and I think we are as well. So, we want to try and get better. So if that means we want to throw a few new things in, we will. I mean, we're going to see some things from the film from the weekend that I think we can do better, and we'll work on those things. And then it becomes a bit of a chess match when the game gets on, and ultimately it, with those guys, a lot of times it comes down to, transition is a big part of it. It comes down to special teams, and then, who's going to make plays, and who's going to make plays on offense, who's going to make plays on defense, and if you're going to get saved. So I don't think there's a whole – I'm sure Calgary didn't hide anything on us on the weekend. They came at us pretty hard, especially in the second half, and they got a few goals on us that we need to make adjustments on. So, we'll just keep playing the way we're trying to do every week, get better.
I'm not sure you're aware of this, Derek, but John Lintz doesn't have a shot on goal yet out of all of your players.
He's been made aware of that by his teammates numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it's been over 2 seasons. And he had an opportunity in the Calgary game, and it was a 2-on-1, but they kind of, for some reason, shut off the offensive guy coming off the bench, which is, I can't believe they did, that they thought John Lintz wouldn't go in and score, but at any rate, and he pulled out and he didn't shoot. So I thought, here we go, he's going to shoot, he's going to score, and he pulled it out, and, we got our offense on the floor, and we actually scored on that possession. So, probably a good decision on his part. He has the ability, believe me. Like, he's not like he doesn't have the skill set to score, but he's very responsible on his own end, and I think that's what he concerns himself with the most.
And what's your plan on goaltending?
Well, like I said, we're going to get Bull back in there because we're not playing enough to. We want him to stay sharp. Brody got in, got the half, got hurt, which was kind of too bad. He was really starting to play well toward the first half. He had a bit of a rough start, but then he started to really pick the ball up well and make some saves, and then he got a minor injury, fortunately a minor injury, and we just took him out and put Aaron in. So we're probably going to see Bull the last 2 weeks because he needs to be ready for playoffs.
Derek, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jason.